Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I like a good, clever ad scheme. And Columbia Sportswear is a great local company, by the way.
Yeah.
And I saw this.
I like them.
Yeah. And their new campaign is Expedition Impossible, which I kind of enjoy. And it kind of got me thinking. It's a really clever ad. Look it up. It's across all their social media platforms. And the premise is simple enough. And the first person to find the edge of the earth, it's for flat earthers, right?
Oh, God.
So the first person to find the edge of the earth and take a photo of it, the company will hand over everything owned by the company.
No way.
Yeah, so it's tongue-in-cheek. Now, they did say, they Tim Boyle, who's the CEO, he's got all the ads or whatever, they did kind of do a funny thing in case anyone tried to get all funky and sue or whatever. It's actually a separate company they set up that has like $100,000 in assets.
Okay.
So in theory, if you know, you wonder if maybe the person that takes the best photo or whatever is going to get $100,000.
It sounds like a fun way to draw up some, you know, some attention for your company.
Sure, but
in a tongue-in-cheek way.
Yeah, because it says you'll get everything that the company owns. He says the mannequins, the coffee machines, the snowshoes, the toboggans, office plants, even the taxidermy beaver in the cafeteria, all yours. And it's not Columbia Sportswear, but it's an LLC with assets valued at $100,000. So they didn't say that they're giving a $100,000 prize, but they've kind of set it up almost like a wink, wink, nod, nod to do that. And their whole thing is their gear is good enough to go anywhere, even made up places. But
so
I guess.
Can I generate like an AI pick and win this?
I don't know. Yeah, you can go on. Like I said, it's across all their social media platforms. But I guess. So I saw an interview with Tim Boyle, and he said that like they get. And I'm sure Patagonia gets this and Filson and all the, you know, REI or whatever. But he said they get like nonstop like bombardment with the flat earther stuff.
Oh, Lord.
Which is how they came up with that. And it kind of got me thinking, like, the idea of a flat earther to me seems like the dumbest thing possible. But then there's a whole group of people that believe in Bigfoot, right? There's a whole people believe in the moon landing.
Yeah, that's fair.
Right, and then you get into the Kennedy stuff. And the Kennedy stuff, you might be a little more like, okay. So it got me thinking, is there any conspiracy theory? So we've got what? Loch Ness, you got the moon landing, you got Kennedy,
yeah.
You got flat earth, you got the Bigfoot. None of these things have ever, like, if you're a flat earther, how many years of trying to prove your theory before you give up? Like, if you're a Bigfoot, like those Expedition Bigfoot people.
Yeah.
Like, that show's been running for, like, 20 years. Like, you watch that show religiously. Do you think they're finding Bigfoot? Or after 20 years, do you understand that they're all going to end the same and that they're not finding Bigfoot? Same thing with the Loch Ness Monster. And so it kind of started my brain. Is there a conspiracy theory that you actually believe in? Or what is the one that you actually think might be real? Because I was scanning my head, and outside of the Kennedy one, which I don't even know if that's a conspiracy theory anymore.
At this point,
I think most people believe.
It started out as one. And that's kind of, I think that's where I sit on the most believable one.
And that is true. It's like the idea that we killed our own president seems pretty far-fetched, and yet never say never, because now it's kind of widely accepted that, well, we killed our sitting president.
It's widely accepted that it wasn't a lone gunman. Let's put it that way.
And that more than likely, we had something to do with it.
There's a lot of unconfirmed reports from that day that the government will not actually talk about.
So right now we've got one. The Charlie Kirk one certainly is heating up, right? There was the Candace Owens. So she started
that whole thing
that we have that. Like, these things do pop up, and it really doesn't matter. Like, none of them ever get proved.
No.
Ever. And so, like, is there a limit to what you're willing to believe? And is there a certain type of person? Like, I was, like, racking my brain, and I don't think I've ever fully bought into any sort of real conspiracy. But if I don't buy into any conspiracy,
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Is it the same thing to not believe in any conspiracy than it is to believe in all the conspiracies? Because I always think those people are a little kind of kooky, right? The people like the Joe Rogans of the world. Like I've always said, for me, like the Rogan camp has gone a little too much.
Yeah.
Because everything is like controlled by, you know, the dark evil masters.
The deep state, the Bilderberg group. Yeah, yeah.
And I can't.
It's a little far.
Yeah, I don't have any sort of bandwidth for any of that. But I was like, does that make me worse than those people? Is it worse to believe in most of that, or is it worse to believe in none of it? Because I don't have one single, outside of Kennedy, I don't have one single conspiracy theory that I buy into.
I think it's worse to believe in all of it, because if you say you believe in none of it, I think that's kind of the proverbial head in the sand attitude. And yes, that's not smart, but at the same time, having your head in the sand does protect you from some really stupid and possibly dangerous stuff. So
I kind of want to believe in some now, like the aliens one. Like I'm coming around to the alien thing.
That's not a conspiracy theory, man.
Like it's only a matter of time, right? Before like someone stands up and like gives us the big press conference.
Well, we
like that's coming, right?
We have confirmed sightings of they don't call them UFOs even anymore, but like there is stuff out of this world that we have found and that, to my knowledge, we are in possession
of. But no one knows. That's my point. It's like, that can be a conspiracy theory. And it was for a long time, the whole Area 51 and all that. Is it real or not? But I guess that is one I believe in. Now that I think about it, the alien thing. I believe that we've got some alien crap.
Yep.
And I think it's only a matter of time before someone, I kind of thought it might have been this guy.
Mm.
Like, if someone was ever going to, like, if you hate the president, I get it. But you got to admit, if there's one dude that's going to open up the vault and be like, here it is, I think it would be that guy. If there's one dude that's like badass crazy enough to be like, yeah, we've got the alien stuff. We've had it for like 70 years and we're not alone. And they've been like visiting us for a while. And like there's some like green like lizard people.
Yeah.
I kind of feel like it'd be him.
He said he would do that with the JFK stuff, and then that was redacted, and it wasn't even complete. So I want to believe you.
I kind of feel like that might be the one. I feel like if I'm going to buy into one, I think it might be the alien thing.
All right.
And I don't know if that's a conspiracy theory anymore, if that's becoming like the Kennedy thing where it's just become widely accepted.
I think so. We've gone from like getting probed by aliens to now they just kind of understand that we're here and we're trying to figure out if we're ever going to be able to communicate with them.
But like the Bigfoot thing?
If I
would have a hard time like hanging out with someone that really believed in Bigfoot, otherwise it'd be... I'd either have a hard time or it'd be like the coolest person ever.
See, that's one I want to believe in, Sook, but I can't. I really want that to be true, but there's just no effing.
Mermaids, Atlantis. Aquatic people would be kind of badass. Like if you could have one that turned out to be true, the flat earth thing would be kind of crazy.
No.
Like if it turned out we were like on a disc.
That would screw all of our physics and science, and then all the things that we know, the law of gravity, relativity, like these theories, that none of that would make sense at that point. I'm not sure I could handle it, brother.
Maybe the aliens won, or maybe like it's got to be aliens, or like or maybe like the history thing. Like if we found out that we were the aliens, like the pyramids and stuff, something like that would actually be.
Yeah,
I think that'd be kind of cool.
I agree.
If someone showed up and was like, yeah, by the way, like this is the way it like really went down, like this was our history, I'd be on board with that.
Nah.
Just shaking everything to its core.
Yeah.
Just religion and the way everything we believe about society being torn down. But if you want to go looking for the end of the earth, apparently you can get $100,000 from Columbia Sportswear. So I don't know exactly what that entails, but you flat earthers out there, you know, it's a big opportunity.
There's going to be so many weird pictures sent in.
I've never met one. I don't know if I've ever met someone like in my day-to-day life that's like that's a big, maybe I'm just not around the right people, but I don't think I've ever met anyone that's really a hardcore, I'm not gonna say loony, but just alternative beliefs
out there.
I've never met someone.
No, like neither have I.
I kind of want to meet someone who seems like rational in every way, but then is like a flat earther.
Like, you idiot, what?
Like, where's Kyrie?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.